and welcome to this podcast. In this one, we'll be evaluating Eminem's Without Me and its relevance to protest poetry and how the lyrics convey his attitude towards censorship and his haters. So the first line that I want to evaluate is, "Two trailer park girls go around the outside." This is him basically saying, or referring to the fact that people call him white trash because his mother was a drug addict, his father left him, and he grew up in a trailer park, as to why it's trailer park girls. I've created a monster because nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want shady, I'm chopped liver. This is him saying that the alter ego that he's created, Slim Shady, or Eminem, as he's known, is more preferable to his actual self, Marshall Mathers. Basically, people don't want to hear what his opinion is. They only want to hear the opinion of the character that he's created. There's another line a bit further down where he says, "The FCC won't let me be, and let me be me, so let me see." This is him saying that the FCC is trying to censor him, and the FCC is the Federal Communications Commission. So basically, any televised program that he's on, or any like radio signals or TV channels that he's on, the Federal Communications wants to either get rid of his music completely or have it not stay true to what Marshall Mathers intended for it to sound like and for it to convey to his audience. He has a line where he says, "This looks like a job for me." This is him saying that he's trying to take all the flack for the other artists that have controversial types of music. Basically, he gets targeted by the Federal Communications Commission. And this is basically because all of the articles at this time around controversial music were based around him, and that it had been a really long time since someone had brought up all the topics that he does. There's another line where he says, "Polluting the airwaves." This is because some people go as broad as an exaggeration as to say that he's a pollutant in radio, so that people shouldn't never have to hear his music again. There's another line a bit further down where he says, "The best thing since wrestling." This is because children listen to his music, and children are also in America watch wrestling a lot. So he's acknowledging the fact that both of these are things that children probably shouldn't be doing because they're bad for children. Whole list full of new insults. This is probably one of the best parts in the song, where Eminem is saying that even though he gets all this flack, and even though he does have to protect other artists for having vulgarity in their songs similar to his, he's not going to stop, and that he'll keep on fighting for his music and what he believes in. And last that I've got is, "20 million other white rappers emerge," which is another really good line, because he's basically saying that no matter what, no matter how much flack he gets for his songs, he's always going to have an army of people there to back him up. This was my overview of Eminem's Without Me. Thanks for listening.